FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Andrew Rip Roses. Good morning to you. It's 8:19.
Otherwise, today's going to be cloudy, windy, high of 27. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy and cold, low of 18. Your winning Wednesday looking mostly sunny, windy, high of 30. Right now, we're seeing 23 here at the Junction Center.
Our friend Kevin King with us this morning. Kevin, the Executive Director of Mennonite Disaster Services. Good morning again to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Fred. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we love having you here. Thank you for coming on to share what is happening in California, what Mennonite Disaster Services is doing. You're heading there this weekend, but I know you've already talked with some folks. What are you hearing?
Yeah, and first of all, as I was saying off the air, I said, first when I heard about the fires in L.A., I have to confess that I gave into some somewhat bit of a cynicism, thinking, well, these are the Hollywood folks, they'll be fine. And then I received a good word from my friend Perry Angle, the senior pastor at Brethren in Christ Upland Church. He says, please, he says, don't give in to thoughts of negativity and cynicism toward those of us who live here in California, because God's Spirit is breaking out. He says, please pray for us in Southern California, where God deeply loves the people who live here. This is the land where God has been pleased to pour out His Spirit in the Azusa Street revival. Then there was the charismatic renewal that happened here in the LA region, and the Jesus People movement that impacted the entire world. It's a land of destiny, influence, and revival. So please pray for us that we would hear once again God's resurrecting power in the coming days. Wow.
Yeah.
That spoke to me as well.
Yeah, so it's a good reminder.
My purpose of going this weekend, as I was saying, this coming weekend to LA, is to walk with these pastors, drink coffee with them, worship with them Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon, and look for ways that, hands-on practical ways, that MDS might be able to give a support. We know this will be a long-term recovery event, and so to be there in person, extending our hands and hugs from Lancaster County and many parts around across the country. MDS is busy, yes. We're in 17 different locations right now across the U.S., from Maui to Puerto Rico. We're still in Puerto Rico, believe it or not, from Hurricane Maria,
wow.
2017, rebuilding roofs. So we're just grateful for our support here in Lancaster County and the and beyond for the support of Mennonite Disaster Service.
Yeah, now you mentioned that it's not just movie stars and rich people who live there. Exactly. There's a lot of everyday people.
Exactly.
That live
people
there as well.
That mow the yards, that drive the school buses, that teach in school, that ordinary middle income class folks, and living up into the hills where land is may not be as expensive as downtown.
Right.
You know, these communities. And so some of these folks live off the grid and have to drive quite a ways, but now cut off from with the fires. Life is so disruptive. There'll be, to them, it'll be before the fire and after the fire.
Yeah.
Era that'll continually be marked in their life.
You were telling me that in the Paradise Fire, even the sewer pipes melted. It was so hot.
The heat from this these raging winds is kind of like a blowtorch.
Yeah.
And so the infrastructure to rebuild that, the streets, the water, the power lines, it will take a long time.
Yeah.
And maybe reimagining, laying out the communities for more mitigation of the fires in the future will definitely have to be in the plans. One of the things that encourages me, though, Fred, is some of these communities where we have built before, they are now sending words of encouragement, checks of $10 and $25, giving them out of what they can.
Yeah.
Paying it forward.
Right.
And saying, we know you're going to be here. So that's encouraging to me. These folks that we have helped many years before
right.
are wanting to pay it forward to their neighbors in need.
Yeah. Kevin, you've spent your life meeting people at the worst times in their life and their disasters. Any words of wisdom to us if we have friends, family that have been through a disaster or are part of what's happening in California? How do you talk to them? What do you say? What's the best way to approach that?
Probably sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you listen.
Mm.
And if you do say, maybe there's three questions I often use. Where were you when the storm hit? So I might ask these folks, so where were you when the fires came? And then I'll say, how has this fire harmed you? Now you might think, duh, that's a dumb question. No, you may be surprised how disruptive this, and so it gets them talking. And then the third question is, what gives you hope? What would give you hope?
Wow.
So it's an approach to listening and not so much telling or hey, I know you should do this. You could do that. Only if they ask.
Right.
Then I share, well, in my 20 years of history working with the fires or working with the floods in Western North Carolina, our volunteers are doing this. You might want to consult this resource. To our listeners here in Lancaster County and others, be prepared. Do you have a go bag? Do you have the documents that you could grab in a moment's notice and have to leave? God forbid if there was a train wreck and ammonia spread throughout and we had to evacuate a community and you had 5 minutes, what would you take?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that. Be prepared for a disaster.
Our listeners can visit mds.org, find out how they can give, find out how they could pray. You will need volunteers eventually, but if you're in 17 places now, you probably need them now in other spots.
Need it now. The money, if people say, where do I give? What do I? The best is where needed most, because that allows us the flexibility. Right now, we're buying tool trailers for Western North Carolina to equip our volunteers. We'll be building bridges in Western North Carolina. There are 4,000 bridges washed out.
Wow.
So volunteers will be gearing up to build private access bridges for these people to get back home.
Amazing.
So while we're building bridges in North Carolina, we'll be listening and walking with the people in the LA region.
And speaking of building bridges, I have always been impressed and always loved that Mennonite Disaster Services might have Mennonite in the name, but you work with the whole body of Christ.
Exactly.
You work with everybody. You are so good. You guys are so good at saying, okay, let's coordinate here. How can we all work together?
It's a beautiful thing when you look up on a roof and you see Amish to Progressive and even nones, N-O-N-E-S, working together, having common union on the roof.
Yeah.
I love it. It's God's kingdom at work.
Yeah.
Through a hammer bringing hope.
Well, we invite our listeners to pray for you as you travel to California, as God ministers through you to people who are really hurting, who have been through such a rough time.
Amen.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, brother, and thank you for the ministry of WJTL.
Oh, thank you so much. Visit mds.org today. Phil Wickham, back to the music. This is Battle Belongs.